Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And a good Saturday morning to you. And, well, you know, we finally got the end of summer in sight. I can see it on the horizon. Actually, the hunting season's here, at least for dove hunters, and next weekend will be here for the teal hunters. We also have some changing patterns in both salt and freshwater fishing, and we're going to talk to our field reporters to help you find and catch those Indian summer fish. It's also time for what's called lake turnover. Seeing some cases of it, are you familiar with this phenomenon? Do you know how to deal with it? Well, we're going to talk to Captain Josh Sykes with Bent Rods Guide Service up at Toledo Bend, where they're dealing with it right now. And, of course, as always, if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd love to include that message along with your comments or your questions with the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do it by texting your message real time here to the studio at 504-260-1870. Are you a regular fisherman of the Atchafalaya Basin, or maybe just an occasional fisherman? Well, it's one of the most popular freshwater fishing water bodies in the state of Louisiana. And this week, coming up, there's a public meeting that will be hosted by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery biologists for a State of the Basin open discussion about the results from the public survey they sent out and what the current and future management and conservation programs of this very important and popular fishery will be, and you're invited. And I'll tell you when and where you can attend, and if you can't be there in person, well, you can thank me for suggesting to them, and I did it successfully, to make it available via Zoom, and you'll be able to do that, and I've got details on how you can set that up for you. And I mentioned, you know, the dove season opened last weekend. How was your trip if you went? Well, it wasn't very nice for some hunters, especially 32 Louisiana hunters who ended up with citations for a variety of violations. They will be discussed on our Bad Boy of the Outdoors segment. If you headed out today, boy, good-looking morning out there. Got some northeast winds, both offshore and inshore. About 8 to 15 offshore, 1 to 2-foot seas on the interior lakes and bays. They'll be a little bit lighter, about 6 to 12. Tomorrow, those winds at some point will switch a little bit more directly east, 10 to 18 offshore, 2 to 3-foot seas. And on the interior lakes and bays, you've got an east wind, 8 to 15. Good tide range, 1.6, full average tide moving around. Mississippi River stage is dangling around that 3-foot mark. And, boy, that's low. Maybe we'll get an official saltwater surge, and we'll talk to Captain Ryan Lambert a little bit later about that. Looking at the radar this morning, very little out there. There's a couple of light showers on the west side of the backside of the Chandelier Islands. Probably off of Grand Isle, maybe Fouchon, offshore there's a little bit of a shower there. And then out by Vermilion Bay, south of New Iberia, Abbeville area. But other than that, it's crystal clear, nothing out there, looking good. Going to be hot temperatures, but doesn't feel quite as bad because we don't have as much sunlight. It's not as direct as it is during the direct summer months, and actually we've got a little bit lower humidity. So it's a good-looking Saturday morning. If you're going to be getting out there, we're going to try to get you ready for it. So thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning, and we'll be back in just a minute to talk to Robbie Campo, get your full St. Bernard Parish fishing report, find out a bait availability, and anything else you need to know if you're headed down there to what they call the parish. Back with Robbie Campo after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deal Network. And while we check in the shrimp box at Campo's Marina, we're also going to get a fishing report for you from Robbie Campo. Good morning, Robbie. How did the week go, and what's the weekend looking like?
Well, Don, I'll tell you, this week was fairly windy. It was a northeast wind for the most of the week. Kept the water up a little bit, which made red fishing pretty good up in the Biloxi Marsh and over and on the south side of Mr. Go, going down towards Delacroix, and going west of Delacroix towards the river. Did very well with redfish this week. Speckled trout fishing, not so much. It was, you know, catching, Don, it's not that they're not catching trout. They are catching trout. They're just undersized. There's hardly any 13-inch fish in these inside waters. There's a lot of catching and releasing. So, we talked about this last week, and it's the same thing this week. Nothing has really changed. They did pick up a few trout yesterday around that Point Chico area, going towards that Comfort Island and north over the Oyster Reefs, but you know, and the blonde hog gets the acorn once in a while. We have a few guys who caught just a couple trout yesterday, but for the most part, it's not like it is in the spring when everybody could go to Long Rocks and just, you know, limit out. It's been tough for trout, but very easy for redfish. that's just the way it is. I mean, it's this time of the year. I had a gentleman ask me this morning already, hey, when's the transition happening? I said, well, your transition is happening now. So it's in the process. It's in the makings. It's happening right as you're speaking. You know, so water temperatures need to come down a little bit. Water temperatures are still up in the 80s. Water temperatures coming down, you know, in the low 80s, but it needs to come down. When it gets, when the water temperature gets around that 70 degree mark, at you know, 72, we're going to start seeing some excellent fishing right here in this, right outside of the marina here. It's just not, everybody wants fall to be here, Don, including me, but it's just not here yet. So we still have to deal with, a little bit of heat for a little while longer, and then, you know, it's gonna turn on. But on the flip side of that, our bait tanks are full, and if you're coming fishing today, and today's your day, and it always happens like this, most of the times the week is calm, but this week was kind of windy, so we had to deal with winds. But hey, like I say, today is your day. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. Our bait tanks are full of bait. All we need is people to show up.
Robbie, a couple things before you go. You know, instead of just wearing out those 12 to 13-inch trout and risking killing them before they can reach legal size, sometimes white trout will save the day. Still got some white trout around there?
Don, plenty of white trout. That's not hard to catch. Over by the Hopedale Dam, on this side of the dam, there's plenty of white trout. And tell you what else they're catching is a lot of big, nice croakers. It's something that we haven't seen in probably, 20 years, like around here, 30 years is, you know, they're not bull croakers, but they're non 10 inch croakers, so they, you know what I mean, they fit the description, but they just not, I remember bull croakers when I was a kid, they were like the size of, you know, juvenile redfish, you know. You remember that, Don? You remember those days fishing by the flares? But we haven't seen that in a long time, but they are some really nice, and this is what people call them, bull croakers, but it's not a bull croaker. A bull croaker is, you know, the size of a little redfish. But we have seen some nice croakers being caught, some nice white trout. So you can put you a box of fish together. It's just, you know, what do you want? You know, everybody wants speckled trout, Don, and look, I get it. I get it. But the reality is, you know, if the wind's not going to let you get in the sound out there to get them, even a northeast wind, the long rocks is messed up because that wind blows right down the channel, you know, so it blows and it keeps it and it makes it rough right there. Whether you're on the backside of the rocks or on in the channel itself, it just stays rough. So, but the one thing it does do, it brings that water in so you can get up in places like Stump Lagoon and get in the back of Stump Lagoon, Muscle Bay, Pete's Lagoon, Cutoff, Brick Lagoon, Magnolia. You know, you could fish all these interior marshes, and boy, those redfish are so beautiful, Don. They're in that grass back there, and they look like pumpkins, man. They're beautiful. Yeah. So, you got options. Believe me, you got options.
Love them fall redfish, and you can mix it up with some white trout, throw some nice sized croakers in there, and you got you a good meal. One last question: blue wing sightings. How's that been? Any teal?
Starting to see a few. My son told me they saw some last week while they were shrimping. Not in the numbers that we saw last year. So, but they do see some around, but not, I'm not going to lie to you. And I have people who teal hunt, and this is what they love to teal hunt. And they've been all over that marsh, and, not many blue wing sightings up in the Biloxi Marsh. Now, I hear toward the river on the, you know, going behind that Delacroix side.
Right.
But up kind of towards Scarsdale, they're seeing some birds over that way, Don, but not, you know, not over on this north side. No, sir.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing. Lots of birds around Delacro, good, better feeding conditions there. But, hey, things change. You know, those things got wings, and overnight they can show up sometimes. So if somebody likes to get out there, what you got to lose? Bring your fishing pole, and after a quick morning, whether you score on the teal or not, get you some fish in the boat. Or take those shrimp home, those Campo shrimp, and fry them. They're pretty good, I hear.
Yeah, and they're pretty nice at this time of the year, too.
They are.
Shrimp are beautiful right now. So, yeah, well, like I said, hook the left and come and see us. We're waiting on you.
All right, Robbie. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, you're up next with your text messages at 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, your reports. I'm getting a few in. We'll share those with our other listeners. And also, we're going to talk about Lake Turnover this morning. That's not a place called Lake Turnover. That's a phenomenon that happens this time of the year. And how should you deal with it? We'll be back to do all of that right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Network. All right, we are your watchdog for the red snapper landings. You know, we have the red snapper watch, and the way this works is there is a quota that is set each year, and when they anticipate and project that that quota will be reached, that's when they shut the season down. Now, we have enjoyed this year a really good red snapper season. Been running 7 days a week, a daily bag limit of 4 fish per person, 16-inch minimum. That is going to continue for a while. The latest real-time landings data collection indicates that we have caught 788,014 pounds, which represents about 88% of our total catch of 894,955. So, I don't know, maybe this will last depending on how the catches go and how many boats go out and how well they do with the weather. Till maybe November 1st and a few days before whatever date they decide to close it down, they'll make the announcement and we'll announce it here on the show, and then it'll be off limits till next spring when we'll get a new allocation set. But for right now, we got about 12% of our total quota still to go before the end of the year. All right, let me get to some of your text messages. We have The Worm listening to us from Moab, Utah. Yeah, you know, we got that stream. If you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, you can listen to the stream no matter where you are. We've got stations all across the Gulf Coast, but there's not one clear where you are. You're way out of range like that. You can pick us up there. And he said he did see a few deer up there. All right, we got the backstrap stacker checking in from Alabama. He's up at the camp this weekend, going to Tuscaloosa this morning. They're going to celebrate the little backstrap stacker's 15th birthday. He's only got one more youth deer hunt left. Then he's got to hunt with the big boys. Well, then he's going back to the camp for a dove hunt. Y'all have a great day. How's the dove population look in Alabama this year? I haven't made my Alabama dove hunt this year. And over here where I hunt, man, it's been pretty slim pickings. All right, here's one that says this is Adam from Chack Bay. Was not able to go this past weekend, but he was able to go dove hunting on his day off Thursday. They got a two-man limit around a dirt pile with water around it. During these dry times, you got to look for the small ponds or ditches with water. Well, congratulations, Adam, pulling out around a little spot like that, a two-man limit. That's some pretty good shooting. All right, we got a Let's Get Ready to Rumble post from the Frog Lawyer. That means, yeah, the Redfish Rumble's going on. We get more of an update from Eric Mohabarak when we get to our paddler's report. And we got Wingbone listening to us over in Wilmer, Alabama, slowly working on a Wingbone call. Yeah, no Wingbone call should be made before it's time, Wingbone. Remember those wise words. All right, here's one that says, this is from my buddy Duckhead from Denham Springs. I listen to the show religiously, but usually don't get to catch the show live. I listen to the podcast, and when I do, I really wish they would include the call music. Louisiana Saturday Night at the beginning of the show really gets me in the mood. Well, you know, listening to the podcast is different than listening to the live show. Live is always better, and it's a little bit of a shortened format on the podcast, but maybe they will be able to include the music. I'm not sure they can. I'll put a request in for it. But, hey, that's the price you pay for lost sleep, right? All right, here's an update. You know the flag, the big old American flag that waves and gives you direction and wind velocity when you get down to Burris and Plaquemines Parish? We've got a report here. Says the flag is back up. I had a lot of people missing it. Well, we'll check in with Ryan Lambert to verify that. But we do have an unconfirmed report now that the favorite flag is back up. Here's one says, good morning, Mr. Don. Any update on the oil spill in Tanchapahoe River? I heard that it reached the big lake. Talking about Lake Maurepas, probably eventually Pontchartrain. Of course, but the further it gets and the wider air it gets, the more diluted it comes. I'm sure they're doing some testing, and I'm sure there's going to be some pretty negative results in the Tanchapahoe, the upper river reaches, and maybe they'll do some samplings of some fish and vegetation, and we haven't got an impact yet, but as soon as I get any of that, I'll be glad to put it out. All right, here's one says, good morning, caught my first triple tail, Golden Meadow. Was kind of surprised. Yeah, it's kind of a mystery fish. We don't get a lot of them here in Louisiana, but a lot of them do make it this far to the west, and it's a very delicious eating saltwater fish. Kind of looks like a giant crappie or sockeye, but it's a saltwater fish. It's aggressive, and if you can find one floating up underneath the crab trap float, you put something in front of it, it's likely to strike it. All right, we're hearing also, say, getting a good morning from Big Earl, listening to us in New Orleans, Louisiana. Good to have you with us, Earl. All right, we'll come back after this. I'm going to tell you about that Atchafalaya Basin Freshwater Fisheries meeting. I'm calling it a State of the Basin Report, and you are invited. I'll tell you how to get there or how to Zoom it. And also, we got some items coming up on some our calendar, tell you about some events you might want to take part in. More fishing reports, that's mainly what we do here. In fact, Josh Sykes is going to join us from Toledo Bend shortly, and we'll talk about lake turnover up there and how to deal with it. Back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting back to one of those text messages we got earlier about the oil spill. Actually, it was not an oil spill as you think of oil spills out in the Gulf in the Tanchapahoe River. There was an accident at a chemical plant in Tanchapahoe Parish, and due to the washing out of it and the cleanup, a lot of it got into the area creeks, and that fed into the rivers and from the ditches into the rivers and into the lake and probably into Lake Pontchartrain. So anyway, hopefully there's some monitoring going on, and we'll have some information on that. And I have not seen any warnings about not getting into the water or not eating any fish or seafood, crabs, or anything else that comes out of that area. But we'll certainly keep an eye on it. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about that State of the Basin report that's going to be coming up Thursday in Baton Rouge, and you may just want to attend that. We'll be back to do it, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. At some point, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries freshwater biologists issued a survey that was sent out to recreational fishermen in Louisiana, and they got some results back asking preferences, asking for comments, and they're going to be hosting a public meeting to talk about the current state of the recreational freshwater fishing in the Atchafalaya River Basin. This is going to be coming up Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters office in Baton Rouge on Quail Drive. That's a pretty good time. Most of the commission meetings and other meetings are held during business hours and work hours when people can't get there. This is going to allow some people, at any rate, to get off of work and make it over there. But if you can't, earlier this week I suggested to them that they put it up on Zoom, like they do with their commission meetings, where you can sit at home and watch it on your computer. And in some cases, it's available where you can actually participate. You can submit comments and ask questions. I don't know if it'll be that sophisticated. And they got back to me, and they said they did. They were able to accomplish that. So if you can't make that in person, again, that's 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday, September 18th, this coming Thursday, at the office of Department of Wildlife and Fisheries on Quail Drive, Baton Rouge. If you go to their website, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and look across the highlighted items, you're going to see one that talks about the Atchafalaya Basin public meeting. And if you click on there, you will see a Zoom location for the webinar. And all you have to do is simply click on that, and it'll walk you through the steps to where you can listen to it, watch and participate through your computer. This is going to be a very important meeting. The Atchafalaya Basin is a very extensive area. Maybe as many, if not more, fishermen from Louisiana who fish freshwater fish there. I know Toledo Bend's probably a close second, but due to the close populations of Lafayette and Baton Rouge, it's an extremely popular area. Gets a lot of pressure, bass, sockeye, brim fishing, and in fact, all species. It's got a lot of other lesser-known species there, too. Excellent catfish area. And if you have suggestions on what you think, maybe some regulations that might make it better or protect it more, or something you think needs to be addressed and you want your voice heard, I strongly suggest going in person to that meeting, or if not, at least getting on to the Zoom. And there will be a way to email them with your concerns, any comments that you should have put on there. But if you're going to complain about, well, they needed to do this, and why don't they do this? Well, if you don't participate and have your voice heard, then, you know, you're talking to the wind. So you got to get it to the people who are in the decision-making positions. And what the biologists do is they take the information gathered from the public, their own research. They make presentations to the commission on what they think. Some issues are strictly public-driven. Others are science-driven. And they present those to the commission, which is the policy-making board of the Wildlife and Fisheries, and they take votes on it. And that's how we get new regulations and changes and season dates and those type of things. So very important meeting. I'm calling it the State of the Basin meeting. And if you can, please make it in person. I guarantee you I'll be Zoomed in on Thursday evening at 5:30. All right, we also have the National Hunting and Fishing Day coming up. It's both a national and a state celebration. And here in Louisiana, we have some official National Hunting and Fishing Day celebrations that go on September 27th. It's the last Saturday of the month, and it's free family fun. And there are several locations throughout the state. There's one in Baton Rouge. There's one in Senla, Monroe, and Bodcaw. And they have hands-on shooting and fishing activities, demonstrations of archery, frog catching, how to kayak. There's door prizes, lots of giveaways. And if you want to find out exactly where those locations are, again, the best source is go to their website and look under the 2025 Louisiana's National Hunting and Fishing Day. And that's going to be September the 27th. Now, something else going on that day. Stock the Camp. This is a new event. First time it's ever been held at Aquistapace Wine and Cheese. There's going to be some conservation organizations. CCA will be represented. Delta Waterfowl, Martian Bayou, Pack Gun Range, so there'll be some gear. And there's also going to be some wine and spirits and food, things that you might want to stock the camp up as we head into the fall hunting and fall fishing seasons. And also, while you're there, you might want to register for some of those great prizes. I know they're giving away some grills and coolers and a stove and things like that. So it's Aquistapace Wine and Cheese. It's on Causeway Boulevard in Mandeville. It'll be from noon to 5 on Saturday, September 27th. So before or after your trip, stop by and see me. We'll talk a little bit about hunting and fishing. We love to do it. That's what we do every Saturday morning right here. All right, and coming back after this quick three-minute pause, Josh Sykes from Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend is going to join us. We're going to talk about the turnover situation on Toledo Bend, how to deal with it, and get some fishing tips and reports. All that's next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I wanted to talk about lake turnover this morning. It's a phenomenon that happens usually twice a year in freshwater, primarily areas, where what happens is during summer and winter, the lake water, which is, you know, usually by that time summer and fall get here, the water is kind of stratified based on its temperature and density. Well, as the water starts to cool and there's less direct sunlight on it and the temperatures get a little bit cooler, it actually becomes denser and it sinks. It drops down. And what happens is it forces the water on the bottom to force upward. So it's actually a turnover. The water turns over. The water on the top goes to the bottom. The bottom comes to the top. And it really is a good thing for the water body, because what it does is it reoxygenates the area, because it brings oxygen to the bottom and redistributes growth of vegetation, and but it does affect the fish in the lakes. And this is the time of the year where generally it occurs, and hopefully we'll get Josh on to talk about it, because it was starting to happen. In fact, I think it's probably in full swing right now up at Toledo Bend, and I want to get his opinion on how the professionals deal with it and how you might be able to deal with it to overcome the problems that are associated with it. All right, and while we're waiting to get him, I got a couple of text messages in here. I'm hearing from our friend David. He's over on the Alabama coast. He says he really enjoyed the latest Bayou Wild features, the one with the crabby kids, where we took the kids out for a last fling before school started, summertime crabbing trip, and let them do the whole thing. Let them bake the traps and shake the crabs. They even helped boil the crabs. Had a lot of fun with that. And also last week's Mighty Miguel episode. If you haven't seen that, it's one of our Hunt Fish of a Lifetime episodes. We had an 11-year-old youngster that came from Cleveland, Ohio, he and his mom. His Fish of a Lifetime, this is something that's offered through an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime, where they offer terminally ill kids the trip of their lifetime. They get to pick hunting or fishing, what it is. He wanted to catch a big redfish in Louisiana, so we made that happen with our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, and good fortunes when we do these features work out, he fished hard and he caught his big fish, and his mom even caught one too. So you can catch those episodes of Bayou Wild TV on any of our stations. We have a network set up across the Gulf Coast, and if you go to the website of BayouWildTV.com, you'll see the times and the stations where the programs air. And if none of those work for you, you can always go to our YouTube channel. We have Bayou Wild TV YouTube, and you can catch all those episodes there. All right, I believe we have Josh on with us now. Josh, you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
Hey, good. I was explaining what happens with lake turnover, and it occurs up there on Toledo Bend, and I think you guys were in it just recently. What's your stage right now, and how do you deal with it in order to keep fishing successfully when you got water switching from top to bottom?
Yeah. So we had a lot of rain this past month, and we had some cool rain and some cool weather last week, and really it caused that surface temperature to drop about 10 degrees. And typically when that happens in the month of September, we start seeing a little bit of sign of lake turnover, but early this week we had some really hard turnover. You can see a lot of scum bubbles all over the top of the water, just brown bubbles. You see a lot of residue on your boat when you take your boat out of the water. That's always a sign that the lake's turning over. And basically what that is your surface temperature cools down, that water sinks to the bottom. The water below the thermocline on the bottom of the lake rises to the top, and it brings a lot of residue to the top, and really a lack of oxygen in the water too. And so kind of our plan, when I see that lake turnover, immediately I know that the fish, number one, is kind of going to be in a funk. It's not good for the fishing. It typically takes about a week for the fishing to really get back right. But what I typically do is I start going up a little bit shallower, because the turnover is not nearly as bad in shallow water as it is in deep water, just simply because the temperature between the bottom and the top of the water column isn't nearly as radical of a difference as it is out in deep water. So there's more oxygen in shallow water. A lot of the fish will push up shallow. The bait will push up shallow. And we can typically still get up shallow and catch some fish.
That makes sense. You know, in some really bad cases and where it's extensive and the fish get trapped, you can actually have fish kills. Has there been any kills up there?
A little bit. Not a major fish kill at all. But as you're running down the lake, you know, you'll see every once in a while, you'll see a big buffalo, or you might see a big catfish or something dead floating. But it really doesn't affect it, because Tilapia being such a large fishery, even when the lake is turning over, they can typically find an area of the lake that still has good oxygen levels, and somewhere that, where they can still survive, and they're not going to die from it on Tilapia.
Where have you been concentrating, and what have you been catching?
So for bass, we've been concentrating in the mid-lake area from Pendleton Bridge down to about the Housing area, and we've been fishing a lot of grass. And reason being, because of the oxygen levels being low in the water with the turnover, that grass produces oxygen, and so a lot of the fish move into the grass. And so we're throwing chatterbaits, topwater baits. We're seeing a little bit of school in action on top of the grass right now, catching some on a frog in the thick grass, and then just dragging a light Texas rig worm through the grass and catching some fish as well. And then for crappie, we're fishing more on the north end of the lake right now, fishing a lot of natural structure, natural timber, natural laydowns, and up a lot shallower than most people realize. Most people think when it gets hot, fish go super deep, but we're actually catching our crappie in about 8 to 12 foot of water right now in Toledo Bend.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, fishing for bass in the grass with chatterbaits and topwaters, they're blowing them up on board. That gets me going for sure. Josh, if somebody wants to book a trip up there to Toledo Bend, give them your information. How do they reach you?
Yes, sir. They can look us up on our website, www.bentrodsguideservice.com, or they can call me directly at 318-308-5818.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the tips. We always appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There he goes, Captain Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service. All right, coming back on the backside of this break, we go to Grand Isle. We're going to check in with our buddy, Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Always got some good advice for fishing down along the island. Back with him right after this. All right, let me check my radar here. It had expired. Looked like that little bit of shower off of Grand Isle actually moved a little bit further out into the Gulf, but I don't know what it's doing with the residual winds, but I bet you Darrell Carpenter can tell us. Darrell, good morning. What's the situation down there as far as the winds and tides this morning?
Don, the tide's in check a little bit. We've been having big tides in the middle of the night, but it's in check a little bit with that north wind blowing, but it's not bad. It's not a bad north wind. Heck, until you mentioned it, I didn't even know that we had weather off the coast. So we didn't really see any effects from it. We got, I don't know, maybe a 5-7 mile an hour north wind.
Yeah, looks like just some light rain out there, so it's pretty good looking day. Well, with that north wind blowing, what's the situation? Where do you head? Front side, back side, both sides?
Well, Don, I mean, I was listening to the show as I was waiting, and I got to say, I think our transition's in full swing. The backside has been the better place this past weekend, and compared to what we've put up with all summer after these freezes and stuff, this past week has been really one of the better weeks we've had of fishing all year long. Really, really nice fish. I mean, I'm talking on the low side, 16 to 18 inch fish, on the high side, 22 to 24 inch fish, and the numbers are starting to come up, and most of them are being caught on the interior reefs. Close to the coast, but the interior reefs. Those fish are starting to move. All the fish I cleaned this week and after we talked last week, all the females are still, they've got egg sacs. They look like they're, if it makes any sense, it you can tell the spawn's coming to an end. The egg sacs aren't nearly as big or robust, but they were. So we, you know, we do have that one last spawn to go. And Don, I'm just talking good quality fish, and it's been done mostly with live bait. They just have not gotten real hard on the plastics this year, whether it be shrimp, croakers, pinfish, or pogies. You know, they're wanting that live bait. And it could be that, you know, with the fewer fish we had after our natural disasters this year and the pressure that's been put on them, it could be those fish are just getting finicky for right now. There's not a whole lot of them. You're not finding, you know, the big schools like we used to, but when you do find them, they're just a little bit picky. They want a real picky presentation, and a lot of times it's the live bait that wins over.
Yep, well, you just got to be better fishing. But I tell you, 16 to 24-inch trout on the inside, yes, I say transition is in. Those interior reefs, what's the best way for people to locate those?
Well, Don, some of them are old, you know, just knowledge. You got to put in the time and go. A lot of them, the CCA reefs, you know, the reefs that have been built over the years, the Hotel Cid reef is one of them, the Independence Island reef, which is, if we had to start grading reefs and where they were put, that Independence Island reef is the best reef that's ever been built. And it's large, so I've seen as many as 30, 35 boats fishing it at one time. But those types of things, there's little shelves here and there. You know, I used to do this when I fished offshore, when my primary business was offshore. I try to tell everybody, if you stop long enough to, if you're stopping to pick up a hat that blew out of the boat, if you're stopping to eat a sandwich or drink a Coke, put your depth finder on. Because you're going to find bottom features that you never knew existed if you're going slow enough to see them. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of little shelves and stuff out there that you just got to find, and you got to spend the time and the knowledge to actually locate them.
Yeah, great advice. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you now that, you know, school's back in and things are kind of quieting down, you know how that island gets as you get into the fall and winter. You see tumbleweed blowing down Highway 1 sometimes. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. RealScreamers.com has the majority of the information on it. Or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right. Keep on putting them in the boat and keep on giving us the info. We really appreciate it, Darryl.
Real quick, as we close out, we had our first good redfish trip, dedicated redfishing trip, and look, the redfish are doing daggum good right now.
And they're real pretty, I understand.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Got that bright, bright orange color. All right, Darryl, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, on the back side of the top of the hour break, we're going to be checking in with Captains Mike Gallo. We have our paddler's report with Eric Mohabarak. He'll be commenting on the redfish rumble that's going on. Captain Ryan Lambert, he's got that eagle eye out for some teal ducks. We'll see how they are invading the Burris area and confirm for sure if the flag is back up or not. Also, we'll get to your text messages at 504-260-1870. And also, going to tell you about a bad boy of the outdoors. He was the outstanding character of the 32 Louisiana hunters who got citations for violating dove hunting rules opening weekend. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. All that stuff is still to come on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.